You,
he said, pointing at me.
You changed them. Put it in their heads that your idea was right. Their work got sloppy. All notes half completed. Trash. You put this lunacy in their heads, and they bought it.
The moment he finished his sentence, he was on top of me. We fell to the floor, and Thomas straddled me, pummeling my nose with a couple rabbit punches. I tried to fend them off, but I'm not a fighter, apparently. It was amazing how swift and strong he was. He was choking the life out of me within seconds, and that hardwood chair splintered when I smashed it into his head. The moment I did it, I felt like vomiting, but nothing would come up. Made sense. I couldn't remember the last time I ate anything.
God.
I dragged him to the front door and delivered him to the nothing, his screams muffled by the strange, slimy matter as it ran down his throat and covered every inch of him. When he was swallowed and the light retreated, I sent the others in as well.